difficult to wake up a person who is pretending to sleep. So people who are doing blue or who are pretending to sleep, I'm completely off. We already showed you blue cards in the beginning. I think we are going through a golden period of Indian politics. Okay? Because I think we totally forgot about emergency community. We totally forgot about the Sikh massacre. We totally forgot about the Kashmiri Pandits being thrown out of their own country. So all these artists that you are talking about, or the sahityakars you are talking about, why, where were they? They had amnesia before this just 13 months or 15 months? Why didn't they resign, or why didn't they return their awards when women were killed and raped and butchered in Kashmir, or when more than 3,000 Sardars were killed on the streets of Delhi or anywhere in the country? Where were those people? Why didn't they return their award at that time? You mean to say that intolerance has happened only in the last 14 months? Yes. That's fantastic. That means it's sad that people have an agenda to talk about. That they can't handle a Chaiwala becomes the prime minister of this country. They can't handle the person who was, who Congress tried their level best that we should not be able to go to America, that American president and American people welcomed him brilliantly. So, and I don't get worried about this booze. I'm a theater actor. I'm used to that. You see, the only difference is that in theater, nobody has done that. Me, I'm a brilliant actor. Today something very interesting is trending. Kaafi Chaddi Anupam. But that was my dress uniform in my school, and I went to a municipal school. Ironically, my dress was khaki knickers and green t-shirt. And my prayer was, Sare Jahan Se Acha Hindustan. Maybe I've carried that thought process in my mind all my life. I think about the country first. That's why your anchor described me as eternal optimist. I'm not a criticizer. I'm a person who does things. I'm a person who thinks, who has great faith in this country. I want to talk about my country, what are the best things about my country. We live in a country which is a 67, 68 year old country. You mean to say that nothing wrong has happened in this country before this? I have the freedom, and you have the freedom, Shobha, and Mr. Kulkarni, to be able to come here and talk about that the freedom of expression is an imminent danger. That is the biggest freedom that you have. Also, we have amazing media coverage, amazing media we have in India. I have asked each and every media person, have you got any note or memo from the government or from the IMD ministry that you are not supposed to show any particular news related to the BJP or Prime Minister Modi? None of them said no. None of them said yes to that. So if the freedom of expression, the media, has been given completely, that means the freedom, imminent danger is not there to the freedom of expression. Thank you so much.
So, we'll make sure you mobilize the microphone for the next half hour. Let me just underscore a couple of points that have just been made. Pseudo-intellectualism. This is a golden period of Indian politics. Why were awards not sent back when people were killed? And is it really a question of intolerance only in the last 14 or 15 months? Let's have the lights up, please, and I can see the audience. All right, there's someone there. And remember, what I'm going to try and do is for and against. How many microphones do we have? Do we have another microphone there? Good. Right, are you for or against?
I was for, I'm against now.
Right, tell us why you're changing.
Well, I'm a lawyer as well. Just like Mr. Kohli here. I am for the notion that freedom of expression is in imminent danger, but I'm not for the case which has been made of SIA proposition. Reason being, no one has raised the point of paid news. No one, there are other reasons why it is in Indonesia. And you started off by saying that there is Buddhism, that it's not about politicizing the issue, but it's just become a political debate over here, rather than the actual case, which is why is it in Indonesia? Which is why I would say that side opposition has made more points than side proposition. No one has raised many issues over here. Thank you.
Right, are you for or against, please?
I am against the motion.
Right, that means the next person I want to speak to is for the motion, please.
The firstly, I would like everyone not to confuse with the T-shirt, the color of the T-shirt which I am wearing. I am definitely not from BJP, and neither am I am saying anything which is going to be for the motion. So, there has been ample freedom of speech, and which is all over the country. Today, I ask anyone in Bombay, how many people have you expected when you come from your house to this place? Has anyone stopped you from eating what you eat today?
Yes.
Has anyone stopped you? Who stopped you? Who stopped you? Please tell me, nobody stopped you from eating anything from what you ate today. Nobody stopped you from going to live from place to place. What? When you went from place to place. There is enough freedom of speech, freedom of expression, freedom of movement, freedom of feast, whatever you want to eat. Thank you.
Right, I want to hear from someone who said yes to that question. Has anyone stopped you? Who wants to come in on that point? Please. A lot of you said yes. What have you been stopped from doing? Please, well, I'll come to you, because you've got the microphone. You are for the motion, yes? Okay, yes, speak up into the microphone and let's get someone against the motion. Okay, put the microphone there, please. And we go first.
So I just thought that one point wasn't really well brought up, that yes, the constitution has given us the freedom. What I am worried about is that the government is not condoning certain acts that are undermining the basic principles of our constitution. I'm just going to take two examples. One is the Dalit massacre and one is the Dalit killing that happened in Haryana. Now, what the local MLA says that people who come here try to eat our meat, we will show them how business is done in this part of the country. And he did mention very extreme action that would be taken even if it isn't within the purview of the law. My second point comes to the point made by General D.K. Singh about the Dalit murder in Haryana. He compared it to someone running over a dog. If someone runs over a dog, I don't remember the exact words he said, but it was a long time since that someone runs over a dog, he can't really control it beyond a certain point. Do you really think that this is something that our country, which is supposed to be a secular country under the preamble of our constitution, which cannot be amended, as mentioned by Mr. Dhanan Kohli in the case mentioned in 1973 by the basis of the county order, do you really think that this is correct? And as a result, don't you think that our freedom of expression is an eminent danger?
Right, thank you. I will ask some of the panelists to pick up any of these points in 3 or 4 minutes. Against, please.
Yeah.
It's a good way of attracting my attention if you actually do use the card, because the lighting is not very good in here, so that will help. It will also overwhelm me with the number of people who want to speak. Please, go ahead.
With due regards,
you're against, right?
Yeah, I'm against. With due regards to Mr. Kulkarni, he started his viewpoint in a very, very humble gesture. I'm not going to make any political agenda out here, and nothing to be seen in the political prism. But slowly and gradually, we melted out on the scene. I'm really confused. This debate is for freedom of speech, or we are trying to hint the silence of the Prime Minister. Tell me, when media is stopped from covering anything, don't you see channels, they have a complete leverage? Don't you see the press, they have a complete leverage to cover all events, whether it is against or for the government? No, they have a complete freedom. They have the complete freedom. It is only 30 or 40 or 15 months. Rightly said by Mr. K.